Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. Welcome to another episode, part two, with Mike Manfrey. He's a nutritionist, health coach, my accountability partner, and we're going to go and dive more into health because I think health's so important. And obviously, this is Smart Finance 360, but it's got that 360 because if you don't have good health,
you have nothing.
Who cares? You have nothing. So he taught our team today. We got, 70 plus loan officers, and he did a great job. And there's four or five things I wanted to go over what he talked about with them. And first and foremost, because we're just going to dive right into this, Mike, glycemic, what is it? Index. Tell me a little bit about the glycemic index and the loading. You're the expert. You know how this works.
So the glycemic index is mainly carbohydrates that are given a number. You want to stay anything below 55 and above 55 is bad. So for instance, a banana is like a 60, watermelons in the 70s, pineapples are high. But yet, watermelon, bananas, pineapples, those aren't bad foods. They're still a fruit, even though the glycemic index is high on those. So you want to avoid those according to the numbers. But if you can pair those with a protein source like yogurt, if you had a banana and a yogurt, the glycemic index will actually drop and it'll actually have better on your blood sugar. So when you guys are eating your foods, even though it's a high glycemic index number, if you pair that with some type of protein source or a fat, it's actually going to drop the glycemic index, which will have less impact on your blood sugar.
That is mind blowing.
It's mind blowing, right? It's super important to understand this. People just go, I can't eat bread because it'll spike my blood sugar. No, you can. Just have some type of protein source with that, right? You can't just eat bread and call it good. Some turkey with that and have, maybe some peanut butter or something along those lines. If you can pair foods up, protein, carbs, fats in almost every meal, you'll have better blood sugar levels, better energy levels, and it won't spike at all.
It's crazy the ratio you said of like, you have an example of like, you eat just watermelon, your blood sugar will spike here. But if you have watermelon paired with like cottage cheese, it levels down. That's
exactly
crazy.
It's wild, right?
It is wild.
And a lot of fruits will not spike your blood sugar as much as if you had, white rice.
Yeah.
And white rice, I live off white rice. White rice is really effective, but most people go, white rice is bad because it's high in, sugar. If you're pairing that with some type of meat, if you're having white rice and chicken, it's going to be completely fine for you to consume. So it's just more about changing your mindset and knowing what to pair, what foods to pair with what foods, right? It's just, if you could have a protein with every meal with those carbohydrates, if you're diabetic, if you're pre-diabetic, you can eat carbs almost every meal of the day if you pair it with the right foods.
Yeah, I love that. You had the ratios there. It was basically what it was, 40 carbs, 40 protein, and then 10% fat. Is that what it was?
20% fat. Yeah, so 40% protein, 40% carbs, 20% fat is an average of where most people should be, right? Now, calorie-wise, that could be 2,000 calories or 1,200 calories. But you want to make sure you're getting equal amount of protein and carbs for almost every meal of the day and 20% fats, which will probably be between 30 and 50 grams of fat a day.
I love learning that. Another thing I loved learning too is two things with timing. First thing is when to eat a carbohydrate versus a protein when you're working out.
Of course, yeah. So most people, when they go to the gym to build muscle, they're not eating the right foods, right? You want to eat carbohydrates, which is energy, before you weight train because you want your body to use those calories as fuel, right? And then we really want protein post-workout for recovery.
I love that because I used to eat protein before and then the carbs after, which you said it's fine. You can have carbs after.
Sure.
It was really cool to hear.
Sure.
Eat the carbs before,
yeah.
Protein after. Another timing question I love that everyone, do you do cardio before you work out or after?
Yeah. Yeah. People are very torn with this subject. And the science behind it is you want to be working out with food in your system, carbohydrates, fuel for muscle build. Once your body decreases all those calories as fuel, they use up all those calories as energy, now your body's in a fasting state. So you want to do your cardio after your weight training.
So
your body will burn fat as energy, right? But if you do cardio before you work out, two things are going on. Number one, you're burning through all your food on the treadmill.
Yeah.
That you need for your weight training session. And number two, you are going to feel more tired. If I do 30 minutes of cardio, even just walking, I'm going to be more fatigued when I go do my workout than not. Right. So really it's twofold. You want to make sure you're doing your weight training first, burn up your food as fuel, and then your cardio after your weights.
Yeah, I liked how you said it was good to just do 3-4 minutes to warm up.
Sure. 5 minutes is great.
5 minutes on treadmill, then work out,
of course,
then go back.
So then that, your cardio.
That was great.
This way your body uses fat as energy.
Yeah. And then speaking of doing that cardio, another thing that was fascinating that we learned about, tell us about the heart rate.
Of course.
There's like a burning zone, I guess.
There's two components for fat loss when it comes to cardio. Number one is heart rate zone, and number two is timing. So we've talked about timing, when to do it. First thing in the morning is optimal, or after weights, to really maximize fat loss. Number two is all about your heart rate zone. Now, people think the more they sweat, the more fat loss they have, which is wrong, right?
That was the case. The most beautiful people would be in the sauna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go to your local gym, go to a sauna, and see how many fit people are in there. You might get one or two, but mainly not. So sweating does not equal fat loss, right? We want to be at a certain heart rate zone to burn fat. And I tell all my clients, go to Google, type in fat loss cardio charts. That's going to come up with all these color-coordinated charts that confirm what I've been saying for 20 years I've been doing this in the fitness industry. Your body burns fat at a certain heart rate zone. So good rule of thumb, 220 minus your age. Let's assume you're 20 years old, so 200. We want to be 70% of 200, right? So that'd be 140. So if you're a 20-year-old kid, 140 beats per minute is your zone.
To lose fat.
To burn fat. You did your numbers when I was speaking.
Yeah.
What was yours, 128?
It was 128.8.
Yep. Right. So if you
want to get in that zone. So sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's 1.8 speed where I'm there on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's 4.5 speed.
Sure.
So it's whatever you got to understand the speed when you're doing it,
mm-hmm,
and just check your heart rate. But when I did do that, I did that religiously for like a year.
Yeah.
Dude, it shredded me.
Tightened you out.
It's crazy.
Right.
People don't know that, but
people are blown away. They're like, dude, I'm working out too hard, too intense, and I'm not eating enough food. And then I tell them, actually eat more food, the right foods, and not work out as intense, and they start getting tighter and losing more fat. So staying in your heart rate zone is crucial. It's about working smarter than harder.
And
but 150 beats per minute is not going to burn more fat than when you're 128 beats per minute for your age. So most people are between 115 and 140. You know, if you're sitting here watching this, you're going to be in that range. You just, as long, I mean, I have a conversation like this when I'm on the treadmill burning fat. Mm-hmm. You should be able to have a normal conversation.
There's cool treadmills out there too. There's some cool ones that you can have underneath your desk.
Yeah, they're out there. Yeah, and it can be treadmill, elliptical. The type of cardio doesn't matter as long as you're in continuous. You know, I have some clients that are like, oh, I went hiking for my cardio. That's good for endurance, but not for fat loss. Because when you're hiking or playing basketball, it's more of like almost HIIT training, which is a topic for
different goal, right?
It's different goal. But I just want you to be at a continuous speed for 30 to 60 minutes.
Fascinating.
Maximize fat loss.
And then the last thing I think, you're telling the whole world these secrets, but nothing happens without accountability.
Of course.
Tell me how that is the biggest key to, yeah, you can, there's so many free things you said that's online.
Yep.
Nobody does, no one executes.
There is more free information right now than there ever has been in the world. But why are we the most unhealthy country in the world, right? Because it's we have to implement it. You can read a book all day about shooting free throws, but if you don't go out and start shooting free throws, you're not going to be good, right? Same with your body. You can read all these books and podcasts. If you're not implementing what I'm telling people to do, you're not going to have success, and accountability is number one, right? Who's going to hold you accountable? It's usually not your spouse.
I love that you said the most successful people on earth have coaches in multiple areas of their life.
I can guarantee it. Anyone that you know that's a millionaire, billionaire, they've had mentors. They did not just do on their own. You could be self-made up to a certain level where you're like, I'm self-made. You had people help you, right? Which is fine. Everyone. I've had a mentor. You've had a mentor.
I mean, I attribute a lot to my health because you've been my coach for so many years.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're still doing it. I mean, really, I haven't coached you for a long time, but you're still implementing.
Now it's just a part
I've shown you. Yeah, yeah. Now it's a lifestyle.
But if I want to do a show and get really motivated, get to that final, you know, 3-4%.
Sure.
I need you. I can't do it without
you. Most people, when you get to the level of doing shows, you need a coach backstage with you. But when it comes to the average person, as long as you're just implementing the right things as far as eating every 3 hours, making sure you're having a protein with every meal, minimizing carbs within 3 hours of bed. That's a big one.
I would never learn that without you. I would have never had the discipline without that accountability from you. So again, mentors, coaching, accountability.
It's crucial accountability. And that's half my clientele are return clients.
Yep.
It's the accountability. It's the check-ins. It's knowing, you know, having someone to kind of hold your hand through the process and going, hey, let me show you the blueprint. And then every week that we meet, let me make sure we're on the right path. Hey, you're losing 2 pounds of fat in a week.
The thing I loved working with you is I didn't necessarily need, I was about hovering around 12, 10%.
You were lean when we met.
But you helped me change my outlook with food. Like, I was very against carbs. Didn't have carbs very much.
Sure.
My energy kind of sucked. I ate more carbs doing your plan and lost more weight and looked better. That was the thing I think that you changed the way my relationship is with food.
And that's all about relationship with your food. And most people are scared of carbs or scared of fats. It's lack of knowledge. If you can just learn the process, you know, you'll be in a much better, healthy wise. I mean, you'll just be in better shape. So learning, you know, just learning how to do it and then implementing it. You got to implement it. Like I said, you can't just read a book on shooting free throws. You have to go out and start shooting free throws, you know, and you have to implement the steps that you're told.
I love it, Mike. I mean, you're the best.
Thanks, man.
Out there. You're the best girl dad there is. Appreciate that hat. How can people reach out to you? How can they get a hold of you if they want to, you know, get better?
Instagram's amazing. MikeVanfrey_. MikeVanfrey.com. I'm on TikTok as well. MikeVanfrey_. So just basically search my name. You'll find me. And let me change your life.
DM him. He will respond.
I do. And it's me. It's not some bot. I'm the one responding.
It's legit him. So yeah. Thanks, Mike.
I'm never too busy. Love you guys.
See you, man.
Thanks, bro.